الحمد لله المعطي برحمته وفضله والمانع بحكمته وعدله. أحمده سبحانه لا راد لأمره ولا معقب لحكمه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله أفضل أنبيائه وخير رسله. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. All thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I thank and glorify Him. He guided us to the best path and the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, with no partner or associate. And I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. He sent him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us as a favor and bounty from himself. O Allah, send prayers upon and have mercy for and bless Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions, and all those who follow in their footsteps until the day of judgment. All who believe, fear Allah as he should be feared, and die not except as Muslims. All who believe, be aware of Allah and speak a straightforward word. He will forgive your sins and repair your deeds. And whoever takes Allah and His Prophet as a guide has already achieved a mighty victory. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have completed another Ramadan, another glorious month of mercy, forgiveness and freedom from hellfire has passed. A unique opportunity afforded to us for one precious month every year, where we can multiply our good deeds has passed. We pray that Allah will accept our fasting and our good deeds of the past month. Let us not be among the losers who missed this opportunity or who missed the main point of Ramadan. Let us not be among those who gained nothing from their fasting except hunger or thirst. They will have to wait for 11 months to get another opportunity. Let us ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spare us at least until next Ramadan. Let us in the meantime do our part of the bargain. Let us do the things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The good Ramadan behavior that we cultivated over the past few weeks. Let us try to fast at least 1 or 2 days a week, Mondays and Thursdays, throughout the year. Let us try to fast 6 days of Shawwal. But let us also today think and reflect on what makes Ramadan so special. It is not just about fasting and fasting. Ramadan is permanently the month of Quran. It is a month that contains the night of power, Laylatul Qadr, one night that's worth more than 1,000 months. Why is this? What makes this night so special? Most people believe it was the 27th night of Ramadan, but it could well be any of the last five odd nights, 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, or 29th. Allah alone knows for certain. This is the night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the glorified and exalted, Rabbul Jalal wal Ikram, the Lord of the Majesty and Honor, sent down his angel Jibreel alayhi salam to our earthly realm of time and space. The time was during the last 10 nights of Ramadan in the year 610 of the Christian era, and the place was in the cave of on Jabal Nur, the mountain of light, near Mecca. This is the epic story of one night. One man alone in the cave, and the one book. Here is Jibreel took Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the son of Abdullah, in the tight embrace and commanded him to read. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam protested that he could not read. He was unschooled in reading and writing. But Jibreel persisted, and slowly, with great effort, the first majestic words of the Holy Quran rolled from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lips. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. Read in the name of your Lord who created. He created man from a clinging form. Read. Your Lord is the most bountiful one, who taught by means of the pen, who taught man that which he did not know. Over the next 23 years, through pain, suffering, and ultimate victory of truth over falsehood, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emerged from the timeless space, this realm of eternity, and entered into our earthly domain. These sacred words illuminated the spiritual darkness of Arabia in the 7th century, and its irresistible light has beamed brightly down the ages. We must never forget what the world was like at the time. 600 years after Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the superpowers Rome and Persia were at war. Arabia and sunken back in the idol worship. There were some Jews and Christians, but their scriptures were no longer the same revelations brought by the Prophet Moses and Jesus through human error and human tempting. Adding their own gospels, the divine words had been compromised. The pure monotheism taught by those great prophets, Moses and Jesus, was all but lost. It was time to put matters right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's answer was to send the book, the Al-Quran, Al-Furqan, a Christian, the criterion to measure right from wrong, to distinguish truth from falsehood. The Holy Quran has reconstructed the pure original message of divine unity, the message of Tawheed, which was taught by all the prophets. Those who describe Islam as a new religion are mistaken. Islam means peaceful submission to the one who created everything. This is the oldest, not the newest religion. The religion of one God, Tawheed, divine unity, is the same religion of all the prophets, from Adam through Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said that he did not come to teach a new message, only to confirm and complete the message of earlier prophets. The Holy Quran also confirms this with the last verse that was revealed at Arafat, during the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's last Hajj. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. This day I have perfected your religion for you and completed my favors upon you and have chosen for you Islam as your religion. 1400 years ago, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faced an uphill task against vested interest of his time. You must remember that the Kaaba had 360 idols around it. Pilgrims came there to worship those idols, and this made the guardians of the Kaaba, the Quraysh tribe, very wealthy. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam's message of the one God was not welcomed. Just like Moses, Prophet Moses' message angered Pharaoh's. This message says that everything belongs to God, and we human beings are the trustees, the ambassadors of God. We have to care for everything in our environment as a sacred trust. We cannot just abuse and exploit our people or the earth as if there is no tomorrow. This is the message of Islam. This is the message of Laylatul Qadr, the night of power, the night of glory. We who are the heirs, the inheritors of the prophets, must carry this message forward. Worship no one but one God. Serve your fellow human beings and care for our common living environment with love and devotion to the one who created us all until the end of our times. قولوا قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله عسى أن يستجيب هذه الساعة. Supplicate my accept, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. May the greetings and peace be upon the best messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family, and upon all of his companions. Behold, Allah and his angels shower blessings on the Prophet. All who believe, ask for blessings on him, and salute him with a worthy greetings. O Allah, send your greetings upon Muhammad and his family, just as you sent your greetings on Abraham and his family. O Allah, send your blessings on Muhammad and his family, just as you blessed Abraham and his family. In both worlds, you are praiseworthy and exalted. All glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all praise is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no power and no strength except with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. How can you and I get the most benefit from Ramadan and from Laylatul Qadr, the night of glory? Here are some suggestions. Firstly, let us not just forget fasting until next year. Let's do all the good things of Ramadan throughout the year to keep us spiritually healthy and focused. It is recommended Sunnah to fast for 6 days of Shawwal And some people also fast on every Monday and Thursday throughout the year. This is the wonderful habit because it keeps us connected to the spirit of Ramadan. It keeps us connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings, and it keeps us self-disciplined. It keeps us away from excessive eating and drinking. It moderates our behavior. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, the worst thing a man can fill is his stomach. We should fill one third with food, one third with water, and one third we should leave empty. This is very wise. We only recently discovered that it takes 20 minutes for the stomach to tell the brain that it's full. So that's why we overeat. During those 20 crucial minutes, we continue to eat and to see and smell and taste all those goodies on the table. And our brain thinks we are still hungry. But the stomach has already said stop enough, but we cannot hear our stomach. Let us take Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam advice and moderate our eating. It will help us to moderate everything else. A very important suggestion for non-Arabic speakers. Let's really work hard to understand every prayer and every supplication in Arabic and English. This is so important. Arabic is the language of the Quran. We must say our prayer in Arabic, because when we travel to any part of the world in the planet, we can join any Muslim group in India, in Brazil, Nigeria, anywhere in the world. When we hear the Adhan, it's the same words we hear everywhere else on earth. Isn't Islam wonderful? Isn't it wonderful to be part of this global family? Imagine, we can lead the prayers or follow the prayers anywhere on the planet with no problem. But remember that only 18% of the world Muslims population is Arabic. The vast majority, 88% of us, are non-Arabs, who must make a special effort to understand our prayers properly in our mother tongue. If you took a random sample, you will find that many of us non-Arab Muslims do not even understand the meanings of our prayer. We learn the words in Arabic, but we seldom care to learn the meanings. This is wrong. Do you think that Allah will be impressed if you can recite His holy book with such beautiful and tones, but your mind is disconnected because you haven't bothered to learn the meanings of what you say? Let's resolve today to start learning the meanings of our prayer and our supplications, salah and dua, so that we can put meanings and feelings into our communications with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While our lips are saying the words in Arabic, our hearts and minds must recite the translation in English. This will help us to engage with our Creator with meanings and feelings. In other words, with sincerity. In the final analysis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not impressed with our outward actions, but with intentions in our hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deserves nothing less from us but to be sincere to Him. O Allah, help us to purify ourselves in body, mind, heart, and spirit. Help us to seek and find Your good pleasure. My Lord, help me to perfect my prayers, and of my descendants, our Lord, accept this prayer. My Lord, forgive me and my parents and all believers until the day of resurrection. O Allah, Do not let our hearts deviate from the truth now, and we have been guided, but grant us mercy from your very presence, for you are the grantor of bounties without measures. Glory to Allah, Lord of Majesty and Honor, and peace on the Prophets, and praise to Allah, Lord of the Creations. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا واصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا واصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معدنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا وبلغنا مما يرضيك أمالنا واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا آمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة